public on various issues and topics of discussion. The opinions expressed are not the views of this station or the sponsors. Now, here's Comment.
Well, a good Wednesday morning to you, listeners. Thanks for joining us on this Comment program. I'm Ann Kruger along with you this morning, and I have joining me a special guest from the National Park Service on Niobrara area, the NPS building just down on Highway 20. And Nadine, thanks for joining us. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Thank you so much for having me on. My name is Nadine Salas. I'm an intern with the Niobrara National Scenic River, and my program is called American Conservation Experience. I'm originally from a small town in California called Gonzales. It has a population very similar to Valentine. I think like 3,000.
Oh, sure.
We have one stoplight in our city.
We've got more than that. So look at us.
I upgraded a bit, right?
Right.
We have one McDonald's where after every football game that we lose, we usually go there to celebrate and get ourselves a McFlurry. So I'm a little ways from home. I moved to Dallas 2 years after my graduation and then got this internship that brought me to Valentine. And actually leaving on Saturday to a new park, Rocky Mountain National Park.
Oh, that's beautiful.
I'm really excited. I've never been to the Rockies, so I'm excited what it has
to
bring in store. Yeah.
Yes, bundle up. Sometimes it gets cold there, but windy. I always thought it was windier there, but we've had some good winds here. So I guess.
Good winds. You know. I did not know 80 mile per hour winds existed. Y'all could have told me that in the application. I could have known beforehand.
You know, they say this is like the second windiest year in history of Nebraska weather. Since like the 1800s. So, you know, I don't think we're used to the wind either. And I'm from Wyoming originally, so I thought it was windy there. And coming here, I'm like, well, now wait a minute. It's windy here.
Yeah, absolutely. A very quick, funny story. Bobby, Ranger Bobby at the park, she took me on one of our first kayaking trips through the river. And so we thought maybe 30 mile per hour winds, it was going to be fine. You know, breeze in the park, we could get through it a little bit, just a little bit of horsepower. Ended up being 70.
Wow.
And I kid you not, we're paddling through this river going heave, ho, heave, ho, not moving an inch. It was so bad that I start laughing. Whenever I'm uncomfortable, I'll just laugh. It's not the best feature of mine, but I'll start cracking up. So I'm cracking up, but I have no breath coming into me because the wind's just going straight through my face. Then I get a cramp on my side. So I'm like immobilized, trying to like fight this water. And that was the first welcome that the Niobrara River had for me.
Well, that is memorable. You might have been better off turning around going upstream and getting off that way.
Bobby yelled that. She's like, we should just put our jackets up and just sail back upstream.
There
I'm like, I'm not fighting it either. Mother Nature wants us to not go up here. So.
And normally you canoe, right? So it's a lot of arm power there. So, we're glad that you're here. I remember when Susan Cook came and talked about the internship program, and you know, you guys have been really busy. You have a lot of things coming up this summer, and there are all kinds of different events for youth, for families. You had some bird watching events. There's family fishing events. There's all kinds of stuff that the Park Service does, and I know there's also still going on where you can get a bandana if you complete a few things. It's like a scavenger hunt. You take some selfies and bring them on in, and you can get a Park Service bandana, which is always really fun. And then you wanted to talk a little bit more about one thing in particular, though, is the adventure program you've got going on. Is that what it is?
Yeah. So I think just talking a little bit about the dynamic of the internship, and this is just a really great opportunity for young people, even in Valentine and around in our community, to get more information on, because I didn't know too much about it. So I want to be able to share what my internship is like and then how you can go ahead and apply. And when I say young people, it's really a huge age range, 18 to 35. So even if you have your own career and you're thinking about taking a step in another direction, my program has it for you. And it's really straightforward and a really great opportunity. But to touch really quickly, we are having a lot of great things happening at our park this summer. Our Outdoor Family Fun Day, quick little promo, is happening this Saturday at Smith Falls State Park. It's going to be a great time. We're having a lot of different community organizations out there literally just to have fun. Kayaking, angler fishing. There's going to be, I think someone said something about river rockets. I've never seen anything, but that sounds like a good time.
Yes.
I believe the hours are 10 to 3 p.m. You could correct me if I'm wrong, but I think
that
that's
sounds
what
that about
is.
Right. Yeah, yeah, I know we have a press release somewhere, and we'll pull that out and read it a few times so people get reminded. I know also out in the river this Saturday, they're having the Niobrara River Fest, where Barry Bridge kind of coordinates a lot of things. There's going to be some canoe and kayak races, I think even stand-up paddleboard. Yep. They'll have some music out there. And so that's a great way to kind of combine both things. I think they'll both be going on, kind of. I think the Smith Falls one will start first, and then the river races will follow after that. So that's a great way to spend all day out at the river.
Yeah, there's no excuse to stay home. We already had enough rain.
That's
right. You all had your time to cozy up.
Be nice and green out there.
It's nice and green, really warm. It's our time to get out. Summer started, y'all. It is June 1st, officially. So summer is out.
Yes.
You get your flip-flops out, your little tank tops, and come visit us at the river. It's going to be a fun time. And a part, an opportunity to join community. That's
definitely
something that I think I really appreciate about Valentine and moving here, because it reminds me of my own back in California, Gonzales. Small communities, there's just a different way that you live. You talk to people a bit more. You make smaller conversations, but they're more meaningful. You create networks, get invited to supper. First day or first week that I came out here, Kaylin Miller, she's actually the daughter of our chief of police.
Oh, yeah.
And game warden here in Nebraska. She gave me a good Midwest welcome with some bison jerky and a cowboy hat.
Oh, that's great.
And living in Dallas and Fort Worth for a while, that's just not something that you get, that kind of hospitality and that warm welcome. So an opportunity to engage with your community, make more friends, build that relationship. It's not everywhere, and this is a very, very special and unique city for that to happen.
Oh,
town
certainly.
And area in general.
And just even with the geological aspect of the Niobrara River, I mean, where do you see all these different, you've got the different rocks, and I know I'm looking for the term about all the different geological formations, and
yeah.
You know, they've got the ash and they've got the other stuff,
Valentine,
and it's
Rosebud,
it's really cool.
Ash Hollow.
That's right. Yep. I know all that in my head somewhere, but to see it in person, it really is something special. And I think that's why we have people that come from all over the country to travel down the Niobrara River. And I think you guys do a great job at making yourselves known, making it be a great resource for people to go if they have questions. I just jumped on the geological survey. Sometimes I like to see the water flow. And of course, we've had some rain, so it is up from where it was. On average, it's about 850 or so, and now the cubic feet per second is up to about 1300.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, we've had the max value was 2019 at over 2000, if that shows you kind of the differences that you can get there at the Niobrara. And I think that this looks like a really good time to float the river.
Yeah, we've been getting a lot of rainfall. It's been a really exciting time. So hopefully it's a bit more, right? And it does show that it is a bit more, there's more water going out there. So an awesome time to have fun. Also safe, though. You know, that was one of the things I
definitely
heard first when I came, that the average depth of the Niobrara River is about 2 to 3 feet.
Right.
And so I remember talking to our lead LE officer, and I'm creating this safety program, and I'm adding on all the safety protocols. And I'm like, okay, so what happens if somebody falls over? Should they contact? Should they throw their life bag? And he looks at me and he goes, Nadine, just stand up.
Yes. Yeah, for the most part. Yep.
You know, and especially if you have little ones or your family, that's a pretty good, right? There's parts of the river that are definitely, you'll get that depth if you're kayaking, canoeing. But if you're kind of by the shore, Fort Niobrara, that area, Smith Falls, you're going to get the shallower ends. And so it's a safer,
definitely,
still get the fun out of it. And that's where we're going to be. So it's going to be a nice,
perfect,
safe environment.
That'll be great.
And for our beginner kayakers too, some of our younger ones, it's going to be, you know, relatively safe area, short kayak, about 15 minutes, a great way to introduce the little ones into canoeing and kayaking and seeing the river in a way that's a bit more up close, with our programming talking about geological formations, how we get water, how waterfalls are even made. Really great educational and just recreational opportunity.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, I think a lot of the locals forget we've got the tallest waterfall in the state right in our own backyard.
Yeah.
And, again, people travel from all over to come see it. Smith Falls has had some great improvements out there, you know, new bathrooms. They've got new cabins, new walkway up there. And, you know, they've made a lot of great improvements. It's very accessible to people. And I do hope that everyone can get out there, because it's such a marvel that I do think, at being a local, you might not get out there as much as you should. You kind of just forget about it, or you get busy on your day-to-day life. So this is a great way to get out there and support the Park Service and learn a little something. You know I learn every time I go out there, even with the birding and the different species that are here in Nebraska. I mean, we have this beautiful, you know, resource right in our own backyard that we should definitely take advantage of.
Absolutely. And I think you bring up a really great point about being a local, and sometimes it's just you grew up here, right? You can overlook it a little bit easier. It's just Smith Falls. It's just Fort Falls. It's just a river. I think that's really normal. But the great part about these programs is it allows you to create a perspective that maybe you wouldn't have came about because you're local. It's a little bit hard, right? You're like how does a fish know it's in water if it's been in water its entire life? Like, how do you know the beauty and the uniqueness of where you're living until you really take a step back? And so what the Park Service does, U.S. Fish and Wildlife, these other entities, Niobrara Council, is kind of take you out of the water a bit and show you how unique, how beautiful, how diverse this area is. And it really is, coming from a national park standpoint or somebody who's been from the West Coast to the South, this area has the most biological diversity. I believe I was talking to Vicki Simmons. We're on a bison tour with her yesterday, and she said that our biological diversity, mostly what's happening underground, as well as some of the topical plants and animals, have equivalent, if not more, biodiversity to the Amazon River, which is a lot. That's one of the most biodiverse areas in the entire world. So, it's just an amazing perspective that you can have if you just kind of take a step out. And it's in a really fun way. Let's also not forget this is completely free opportunity. Right. And where I come from, free doesn't come around too much. So it's really great. This is the intention behind it is really to make connection and in a fun way. You know, it's not just like sitting in a classroom. It's really being out there, being able to see, understand. Yeah, those rocks, they look like they have layers. Well, those layers are 76 million years old. Those layers actually are home to some of the most internationally renowned archaeological sites. Right? Just like that tiny little thing that can create connection. And my favorite thing that I think I've learned from the Park Service as an intern is we want people to care about our outside, because the more people care, the more they will care for, the more stewardship we'll have, the more protection, the more that we'll have these programs or have these fundings or have, you know, the ability to appreciate it for generations after us. So that's really the intention there.
Oh, that was so well said. Definitely. I get behind all of that. And to engage people, you know, learning is great, but when you're really involved in it and you can hands-on, that's where you really remember these things. And then you pass it on to future generations too. So this is a wonderful thing that the Park Service is doing. I'm so happy that you are here to intern. I wish I would have gotten to know you a little bit more before you're already leaving, but this is going to be a great time out at Smith Falls for the Outdoor Family Fun Day. We'll bring that up again. I think we had it on our website at one point. We'll put it back up there because it's all of a sudden it's this weekend and it's June and here we are and things are underway. And I know the river season's off to a great start. Of course, you always get that rain over Memorial Day. It seems like that always happens where we had some campers, tents get flooded and, you know, all that stuff. But it's all part of the adventure.
It is.
And it looks like only slight chances of rain in the forecast for Saturday. So it should be a pretty good day and it won't be, you know, insufferably hot because it's supposed to be like mid-70s, so that'll be perfect.
There's myself, I haven't gotten a bit of y'all's heat yet, but I've heard that it gets up to like 100 degrees out here.
It does.
Couldn't imagine it. The first week that I came out here was March, and I kid you not, I did not know how to take snow off of my car. I was in Texas and California until then. Nobody told me. So it's my first day of work. I go outside, see my car covered in snow. Again, Texas, California girl. So I get the only thing that I know, which is a credit card. And I start scraping away.
Oh, funny.
Little by little scraping away. Of course, not doing anything. So I'm like, okay, I think I've seen people throw water on their car. I go inside, grab a cup of water, throw water. It's kind of working. And so I have this little voice in my head that goes, make sure it's not hot. I don't remember why it shouldn't be hot. It makes sense now,
yes,
right?
Right. But you got the thermal and the contracting and the glass
and
breaking.
Yeah, and can break. So I come into the office like 20 minutes late. I'm telling my supervisors, I'm so sorry. They're having a laugh. They think it's the funniest thing they've heard. And they're like, walk on over to the, is it O'Reilly's that's next to us?
Yes.
Yeah. O'Reilly's.
Get yourself a scraper.
Get yourself a scraper. And I've never gone back. But yeah, I've only gotten the cold and the rainstorms and the thunder. I'm hoping it might warm up a little bit before I have to leave on to Colorado.
I know. I don't know that it will. You won't get the oppressive, you know, 113 degree heat, but come back anytime. We'll be waiting for you. You can certainly experience it then.
But. Y'all are resilient. That's all I got to say. Resilience.
Well, you know, and if it was, I always say if it was mild and 75 year round, then we'd have a lot more people here, and we don't really want that. We like it the way it is.
There
so,
you go.
You
right.
know, but yeah, this is going to be great. And I did double check the time is 11 a.m. to 3
okay.
on Saturday at Smith Falls, and variety of activities for kids up to adults, all ages. Mm-hmm. As you mentioned, there's some kayaking lessons. That'll be a great short trip there. And then if people want to know more about the Park Service or how to get involved in internships or even any of the upcoming events, where's a good place to go? I know you could go to Highway 20 or to phone number to call and things like that.
Yeah, so I definitely recommend visiting our website. It's www.nps.gov/NIOB. And you can also just Google Niobrara National Scenic River NPS website. That has a lot of resources. So it goes from some of our programs. You can even look through a program that we have called Volunteers in the Park if you're not looking for an internship like mine. But really, you might have a free weekend or a free week coming up this summer and just want to give back, put it on your resume, learn more about the park. It's a really great opportunity, and we're always, always excited to have volunteers. If you want to know more about the geological formations or the waterfalls or even how to kayak, we also have links and resources there. And then you can get an idea of what the Park Service does as a whole. Because sometimes I think we can focus a lot on what's happening just at our river, which is great, but there's also an entire entity of NPS, and it's actually about 421 units. So there are historical sites, monuments, wild rivers, parks all over the United States, and there's 420 or 422 at this point. But you can create, if you're traveling in and out of Nebraska, through Valentine, through South Dakota, you can find national parks that might not have been, the capital NP, like Badlands or, Rocky Mountain, but some of the smaller ones, like the Niobrara National Scenic River, some of our other smaller ones, they also deserve a little bit of love. And you'd be surprised. We do get a lot of travelers coming into our area and our visitor center who haven't heard of us before. And it makes sense because the Niobrara is actually one of very few national scenic rivers, wild and scenic rivers. Actually, only 1% of all rivers in the United States will get this designation. It's a very unique and very prestigious designation. So they're not common. It makes sense, right?
Yeah.
And there's a lot of other national parks out there that aren't as common but are as valuable for scenic beauty, environmental beauty, and recreational activity.
Excellent. Well, this has been so much fun talking with you today.
Yeah,
I hope we covered all the bases. It seems like we could go on for quite some time because there is so much to learn and so much to know about there. So I do encourage everyone to check out the Outdoor Family Fun Day. Again, that's going to be this Saturday, 11 to 3, Smith Falls. And of course, if you have any questions, stop by the Scenic River office out there on Highway 20. I know that you have some interactive videos you can watch out there. And there's always great folks that are willing to help you with any questions you might have. We mentioned that Family Fun Challenge. It's the Niobrara River Challenge, where all you have to do, you have to hike Fort Falls, take a selfie there. If you take a selfie of yourself floating the river and then just watch a short film at the Scenic River Visitor Center and snap a selfie, you'll get a bandana. It's a really cool commemorative bandana, and it gives you a reason to get outdoors, some incentive to do that. And, it's all really fun, and it's all, of course, about educating people as well. So I think you're doing a great job. And I hope you come back and visit sometime, or maybe even in the future, make this place your home. It's a great place to live.
Absolutely. I do have plans. And quickly before I leave, too, if you're interested in an internship like mine, where you get to interact with the park, come on the radio, make community. The website is called AmericanConservationExperience.org. Again, it's for individuals 18 to 35. You don't need prior experience. You don't even need a degree. There's a lot of different placements, whether you want to go into interpretation, maintenance, do protection, law enforcement. There's so many different opportunities in these parks, the 420 that I talked about, and U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, Forest Service, or BLM. So it's a great opportunity. And thank you so much for having me today. I also really enjoyed this conversation.
Oh, this was great. Well, thank you. And we look forward to seeing you sometime soon. And again, check them out at the Niobrara Scenic River Visitor Center, 376-1901, I think is a good number to call if you have any questions. And we'll hopefully see you around Smith Falls.